Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a mini-cast on all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Thok encounter from the Siege of Orgrimmar raid. This fight requires 2 tanks and 2-6 healers depending on your raid difficulty. For this fight, I recommend going with Selfless Healer and Clemency. Selfless Healer will allow you to build up Holy Power fast and efficient, spreading AoE heals via Holy Radiance, Daybreak Holy Shocks, and Light of Dawns. On top of that, you'll be spreading your Mastery Shields. Clemency allows you to have an extra Hand of Sacrifice, which I like to use for fixate targets. And Hand of Protections I like to throw onto the druids, allowing them to get fully casted tranquilities. So phase 1 has several variations which we start off in at the beginning and after each fixate or phase 2. The main damaging ability you have to deal with here is Deafening Screech. Deafening Screech is a raid-wide damaging ability that increases in frequency the longer phase 1 continues. Not only does it cause physical damage, but also interrupts spell casting. It's important to have everyone group up on Thok's side during phase 1 and to have a solid rotation of cooldowns like Tranquility and Devotion Aura to help with the damage and spell casting interrupts. Now, other phase 1 variations add a poison, frost, and fire debuff that you'll have to deal with, which is dependent on which NPCs you free from their cages. The goal is to get through at least 12 to 15 deafening screeches before you transition into phase 2, which happens after a certain amount of players drop below 50% health. Once a certain amount of players' health drop below 50%, we transition into phase 2. Players need to spread out immediately so as to not get one-shotted by Thok's Blood Frenzy attack. We move towards the Corcoran Jailer NPC, whom we plan to DPS down in a pre-planned location. Soon after the transition, some random player will get fixated. It's your job to run to a pre-planned location kiting Thok and making sure you don't drag him through the raid. Speed buffs such as Speed of Light are a must-have for this part of the fight. Meanwhile, the DPS kill the NPC, thus allowing us access to the cage key so that we can free the caged NPC, whom once gobbled up by Thok, moves us back into phase 1 again, but with a different variation, dependent on which NPC you free up. Now, healing during the fixate phase isn't too tough as long as those fixated don't drag Thok into the raid. So a couple things. I don't worry too much about switching my beacon and keep it mostly on one tank. Talents such as Speed of Light, Clemency, Selfless Healer, and Holy Avenger, I'd say, are an almost must-have. Light's Hammer definitely pays off during phase 1, while Holy Prison comes in handy with all the movement during phase 2. So pick one and roll with it. Due to this fight's potential difficulty, I highly recommend checking out its raid strat at Icy Veins and our YouTube videos. So good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.